Hi, everybody. This is Sherry, and I just wanted to leave you a quick audio just so you could hear my voice. It's a little bit more personal than all these words on the website. And just to tell you a tiny bit about why I think these one-of-a-kind celebration books are so important in the world. The first thing that just dropped in my mind when I said that right now is that, you know, we live in a culture where, unfortunately, there's so much focus on doing more and being more, jumping higher, meeting standards. It feels like our minds and, you know, frankly, kind of, you know, the advertising that we're fed is always leading us to believe that we need to be more, do more. And the thing I love so much about these books is that they're a tangible reminder to people that they are amazing exactly for who they are. You know, that the thing that comes out in these books over and over and again is not, you know, stories about all of somebody's accomplishments or awards they've gotten, but really just the spirit of who they are and the way that someone can really impact other people's lives simply by just being who they are. And this is what these books point out. And it's the sort of thing that, you know, at a funeral, when people are telling stories about someone that they love, you know, the stories are always like, you know, they're things like, every time I'd go over to her house, she'd welcome me with this big hug, and she'd, you know, put some cookies in the oven, or, you know, they're like these beautiful small moments that mean so much. And they're quirky things, right? They're the quirky things that people do. The, like, you know, he's always got a Frisbee with him and, you know, trying to get strangers to play Frisbee in the park. Like, they're just these small, quirky things that actually make up our lives. And when these things aren't pointed out to us, it's hard for us to remember, again, in the face of always being sort of, you know, called or cajoled to do more and, you know, look at our long list of things to do and, you know, our worries about money and success, that these books, they really are a touchstone for people to help them remember, this is who you are. This is why we love you. And look at us all, you know, whether you create a book with, you know, five of someone's closest friends and family or 25 of their closest friends and family, there's something about having that collection and someone getting to see who they are in the eyes of the people who love and know them best. That is so just amazing. I don't even have words for it, but I can tell you, it's just, there's something about it because they get to see these different sides of who they are, you know, reflected from their mother, their best friend, or their spouse, their children. So here's the last thing I want to say, because I want to keep this kind of short, is these books do take some planning and some thought. You know, the reason I created this class is to make it easy for you to walk step by step through it. It's not that it's hard, and it's actually not even that time consuming. But what it is it takes intention. And if there's anything at all that I find like hugely important in our lives, it's setting the intention to make relationships a priority in our lives and to set the intention to show people through various ways how much we love them. And so these books are a way of really, you know, putting a stake in the ground to say, you know, this person is really important to me, and I'm going to be the kind of person who can think about him or her, you know, 6 weeks in advance of when I want to give this book to them, and make that something that I'm willing to commit to. And I can promise you that the process of working on these books is such a joyful one, because there's no way that we can focus on why we love someone and a surprise gift for them without being completely filled with joy ourselves. That's like the real secret sauce to this whole celebration book class, is that not only will you get to experience all of the joy, but everybody that you invite to participate will also have the chance to bask in that sense of love and enoughness. And, you know, the experience. Oh, look what song's coming on. What a Wonderful World. I love this. It's so perfect for these books, because that's what I was going to say. So the people you invite to participate, they are really being given the chance to sit down and to bask in love. Whether it's for, 20 minutes or a half an hour, however much time they want to spend on their responses, you're inviting them into showing up for someone they love. And that feels so good. So it's a gift for you. It's a gift for the people who get to participate. And of course, it's an amazing gift for the person that receives it. So I'm really excited. Please feel free to email me if you have questions. I'll put my email on that page where you saw this audio. And I'm so excited. I hope you decide to join the class. Bye-bye.